we're starting a short summer series all about generosity in all its forms, but of course modelled to and given to us and shown to us and demonstrated for us in and through the life of Jesus Christ, our Saviour. And I'm just going to, just for a few moments, share a few thoughts on this reading. And before I do, let's just pray that God will help us and speak to us. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your holy word that we read in the Bible. And we thank you that this holy word gives us life and shows us the way to life in all its fullness. So please help us now as we spend just a few minutes reflecting on this passage. Words inspired by you, given to us by your Saviour, by our Saviour. Lord God, speak to us, we pray, and show us your ways and purposes. Amen. We live in a world where, shockingly, we all know, sitting here in comfort and protection, shockingly, we live in a world where far too many people do not have the very basic needs for each day. And if we were just to spend a few moments now just thinking of what has happened for us and to us and with us in our lives since the moment we woke up, we realize just how privileged we are. Shockingly, people do not have enough food to eat. They don't have shelter to live in. They don't have access to healthcare. They live in fear of their lives in the countries and places in which they live. The list goes on. I'm actually just going to ask us now, just for a few seconds, to think about that and to think about our own personal place in that picture. Just a few seconds. We have a few moments quiet where we think about where are we in that world and why. The Bible reading that we have had from Matthew chapter 6 gives us two very distinct and different views of the world, or rather two very different ways of how people see the world. And of course, following on from our reflection over the last few seconds now, what Jesus teaches in this Bible passage is, in capitals, radically different from how modern culture today views life, or views possessions, or use of our time, the expectation of what we do with that time, etc. And we know that we are living in a season, a time, when the number of billionaires is shooting up, while more and more people actually slip into poverty. And of course, there won't be many of us who will have missed the news in this slightly strange narrative that is the news these days, that the world has its first trillionaire. I don't even know how many noughts are on the end of a trillionaire. How much do we need? How much do we need? I'm going to invite you now, if you'd like to, just for a few moments, to talk together in twos or threes, or if you prefer not to, just to sit and think about it, but to talk together. Think of a time or times when you have given to another, not just some physical thing, perhaps it is time, love, listening. It doesn't have to be anything big or dramatic, it can be very, very small and every day. Not just share that, but actually, how did you feel? What difference did it make to you in that moment? Did it make a difference? How did the other person react? It could well have been something that happened as you walked down the street this week or the last couple of weeks. It could be something more dramatic than that. But have a little think now about that, if you will, and share together. You have to speak up, young man.
Yeah. Well, Richard gave me his guitar.
Right, wow, and my goodness.
Yeah, that made me feel creative and thankful, and it made him feel lighter.
A generous act of giving. Thank you very much.
We talked about the fact that it doesn't have to be very big. A smile on the street, or good morning to somebody you see on your way to work. Mm. When it's done to us, we've all felt, oh, that feels nice. So one hopes that doing it to someone else makes them feel better for their day.
Absolutely. It feels, there's something about the feeling, isn't there, that makes a difference. Forgive me if I've said this already before, but a while ago, being a cyclist and watching out for all the hazards on the roads and the people with phones and those who don't look where they're going and cars that jump out, I resolved... Now, you know, the British get very funny about using their bicycle bell, and then people get all their horn on the car and get very cross. I resolved I was going to use my bell on my bicycle all the time to warn people who are crossing the road in front of me and various other things. But as I do so, I will smile, a big smile, and say thank you very much. And I cannot tell you how much that has transformed my bicycle riding and their experience of us, I hope. Anyone else want to share something?
Whenever I'm out on a walk, going somewhere, on the way to shopping, on the way to meet friends and things, I make a point of talking to probably three people I've never known before. And it's good. I mean, for example, some time ago, there was I was walking down Pigsty Hill, and there was an old guy who was having difficulty in walking, so I joined him and said, want to talk? And he said, oh, yeah. And he gave me his life story in the First World War. Yeah. And he said, I've never been able to talk about that before. And thanked me.
Praise God. What a blessing. A moment where someone actually just offered, and it could have been a no, but it was a yes. You give people that choice to share, and they use that opportunity to share something they really wanted to share and felt safe in doing so. And the feeling for them and you was probably a good one. Lots of different things, lots of different experiences and feelings. Let's just turn back to our Bible reading for a moment, for the last few minutes on this. And looking at these verses, they're quite well known in church circles. They're often read in different occasions. It's not that they're unfamiliar. But again, taking time to think about familiar words and see how we fit into them is really important. And in these verses, in a message to everybody who sees their pursuit of happiness and security being in the never-ending accumulation of more and more stuff and wealth, whatever that might be, and power, Jesus' teaching tells us that real happiness and real contentment comes in seeing life differently, in putting on a different pair of glasses and looking at life differently, and then behaving differently. In having lives where our habit, our practice, and our ways are of generous giving, whether that is the smallest thing or a large act. Generous giving in and with love, and if it is true love, unconditionally and freely. Not with the expectation that I will get something back for it. So I will invite that person for tea, and then after a few months say, well, they haven't asked me back. That is not the way of God, is it? A conditionality to things. As Jesus was quoted as saying in the Acts of the Apostles, it is more blessed to give than to receive. More blessed to give than receive. He's not just saying that as some sort of task for us to do. So when you've done that, you might not have felt so easy about it, but you will get a big tick. To be blessed is a wonderful, beautiful, holy, pure thing. And so it is more blessed, it is more wonderful, more beautiful, more pure, and more holy to give than it is to receive. Think about this for a moment further, as you've been doing so the last few minutes. When we give something to someone, not just physical things or financial things, but in time, in listening, in smiles. It is a blessing, not just to the receiver, but also to the giver. C.S. Lewis, the writer of many wonderful Christian books explaining Christian faith in an accessible way, and also the writer of the Narnia stories, C.S. Lewis said, "Nothing is really ours until we share it." Isn't that lovely? Nothing is really ours until we share it. And practicing this in our lives as much as we can helps us to totally change how we see and experience life, other people, and God. And it's that constant practice which is so important. I know I need to practice it. I really need to develop the habits, because if I don't, I slip so easily into just selfish self-indulgence. God is love, and those who live in love live in God, and God lives in them. And God's love is shown and practiced through his endless and eternal giving for and to us in and through Jesus Christ, who gave absolutely everything, not just a smile, not just a nice parcel on Christmas or birthday, but you gave everything for and to us. This is God, and this is the way of God, and this is a blessed way. So today, I invite all of us to ask again for God's help to refresh and rechange our mindsets. I need that help, you need that help, the help of the Holy Spirit each and every day, to change our mindsets away from worry and a sense of scarcity all the time, which is the heart of this Bible reading, away from worry and scarcity and towards an understanding of a life of abundance. God has got us, particularly those of us here. God will and does provide, and our world will change, and it will know of God's love and self-giving in and through the attitude, the mindset, and the practice of God's church. And we'll also feel, as we've explored a bit together, very different. We will feel blessed, and we will feel and be more content. So I'm going to leave you with a question. What can you and I do differently this week, in thought, word, and deed, to help us to draw closer to God, who is love, who is self-giving love?